You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Glenn Wagner to talk about the upcoming Butternut Pioneer Days.
The first thing you're going to see, you're not going to see it on the posters. This is going to be kind of a local kickoff, which is now kind of expanding. But we're going to start Thursday night, so July 24th, instead of the traditional Friday night through Sunday. We're going to have like a local rib fest, we're calling it. It used to happen downtown with a bunch of area families. Died off a little bit, and Jenny Wagner from Butternut Cafe approached us and said, I want to have that back up at the park. You know, we're already set up there. We had the big tent, so the facilities are there. So she's got a group of people that are going to go up there and do kind of a local barbecue cook-off. So I don't have all the details on that. It's just kind of a local fluid thing we're going to try. Okay. And with that, we had last year, if you remember, Friday night, we had women's softball that we tried. We used that to fill a void, and it went over very, very well. And this year, that event got bumped due to the formation of the new City League team, the Butternut Bulldogs.
Okay.
So they're going to play a scheduled game against the Glidden Orioles Friday night.
Okay.
And I got a little bit of backlash from some of the ladies out there that really wanted to keep playing.
Oh, yeah?
And especially Callie Rallinger. I want to give her a shout-out on that.
Sure.
She's like, no, we're going to play.
Okay.
So we decided, since we're going to have this little rib fest up there, the women are going to play their softball game Thursday night.
Okay.
So now we got a few more things going on. So you won't see it on the posters, but, and again, if you're interested, any age, any skill level, it's going to be a mix of slow pitch and fast pitch, you know, depending on who's at the plate, who's on the mound.
Sure.
You know, it's just going to be a lot of fun. So definitely if you're interested in that, you can get a hold of me yet. You can get a hold of Callie Rattlinger on Facebook, or contact Troy Schwinski.
So we'll kind of draft or split up teams or whatever that night.
Yeah, we'll just get together, divvy it up and get out there and have some fun.
This interview is available in full on 98QCountry.com under podcasts. But if you can't make it there, don't worry. We'll be playing snippets of it all this week right here on the local news with Austin Brume. Doing some yard work? Just remember, after all the rain we had last week, you might find things holding water around your yard, and that's nothing but an invitation for mosquitoes to come and lay their eggs. Remember, fight the bite and tip, toss, and drain standing water to keep mosquitoes from buzzing around your home. You can prevent mosquito bites and the diseases they can carry with tips found at dhs.wisconsin.gov/mosquito. Sunday, August 3rd at 10:45 a.m., it's B&B Insurance's 7th Annual Kitty Car Race. You can bring your own battery-operated car, pedal bike, skateboard, rollerblades, anything you can race with. This will be located in front of the Old Pal Cafe on Division Street in downtown Park Falls. You can pre-register with a link found on B&B Insurance's Facebook page, or you can show up on the day of the race at 10:30 to register. Please remember the race starts at 11 a.m., 1 hour before the Flamborama Parade, and this is for ages 2 to 8. Pre-registration is much appreciated. And this is a completely free event. Each registered driver will receive a goodie bag loaded full of fun stuff, and there will be cookies. They will be doing 3 races, and there will be medals for 1st, 2nd, and 3rd places. Any questions? Give Blake or Tasha a call at 715-246-4043. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, August 3rd, with signups at 10:30 a.m. and the race beginning at 11. Right in front of the Old Pal Cafe on Division Street in downtown Park Falls. Failure to fund a veteran housing program in the state budget has led 3 lawmakers to action. Lisa Hale reports.
Three Northeast Wisconsin legislators have introduced a bill to restore $1.9 million to the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The VHRP operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. They provide temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. While Governor Tony Evers did add almost $2 million to his biennial budget proposal to keep funding all three sites, the Republicans in the Joint Finance Committee removed it. The JFC's failure to fund the VHRP will force the centers in Chippewa Falls and the Greater Green Bay area to close. A bill introduced by Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay, Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon, and Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay would restore that funding to the budget and save the locations in Chippewa Falls and Bellevue. Rivera-Wagner said veterans deserve better. Quote, in the face of federal cuts that just passed in Congress, it's disrespectful to leave those who have served our country out in the cold at a time where they have the most need. The legislature will reconvene in session this fall. In the meantime, the Chippewa Falls and Bellevue locations of VHRP will close on September 30th. Veterans residing at those locations will be offered alternative placement options and will continue to receive assistance through supportive services. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head to Seattle.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. The Brewers with a 6-5 win yesterday on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with catcher Eric Haas and shortstop Joey Ortiz.
It felt good that we kept grinding at bats out. They know how they have to play. And, you know, Eric Haas, you know, he doesn't get to play very much, getting a big RBI. Oh, two outs. You know, Ortiz, what can you say about the way the guy plays? Defense.
The Brewers have now won 10 in a row. NFL Packers reporting to Green Bay for the start of Wednesday's first day of practice. Linebacker Quay Walker, physically unable to perform. He's been dealing with that ankle injury at the end of last season.
Hard to say. I think I just do too much thinking, to be honest with you. Instead of just going out there and just play. Half is making me think, whatever the case may be, it just be me trying to do everything right instead of just lining up and just playing. I can be a real, real productive player.
That's Packers linebacker Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love it when I hope rumors are true. According to the New York Post, there are rumblings that Fleetwood Mac will reunite. It's not just from the paparazzi, but rather from Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. They did a coordinated Instagram post sparking rumors. Nicks posted song lyrics from Frozen Love, and Buckingham completed them. The two famously dated and broke up, just like fellow band members Christine and John McVie. Breakups have served the band well, though, because the album they were making during said breakups was Rumors and was awesome. I'm a sucker for a good cop show. My favorite detective show in the last several years is probably Amazon Prime's Bosch. And I also like the spinoff Bosch Legacy. The show has produced yet another spinoff called Ballard, which is based on a character introduced in the last season of Bosch Legacy, Detective Rene Ballard. The detective elements of the show are great, but star Maggie Q lacks a certain charisma. Having said that, there is a lot going on, and the cold cases Ballard takes on are pretty cool. Well, the Kiss Cam couple is still reeling from the traumatic outing at a Coldplay concert last week. According to TMZ, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin is mortified that the couple were exposed thanks to him. Astronomer CEO Andy Byron was seen canoodling with the head of his HR department, Kristen Cabot. They probably figured it was safe going into a crowd of 65,000 people to check out Coldplay. They probably figured it was safe to go into a crowd of 65,000 people to check out Coldplay's record-breaking Music of the Spheres tour that actually started back in 2022, when Byron and Cabot were probably still just flirting. Many think Byron will resign or be forced out of his position, and as for Cabot, if she remains in HR, she'll have to get used to people laughing when they're called into her office to be scolded. Follow the money, and it might lead you to why The Late Show with Stephen Colbert was canceled after 11 seasons. Maybe. CBS insists it's for financial reasons. Some think there are political motives, or that it's due to the Paramount Skydance Studios merger. Either way, one of the funniest guys on TV will no longer be occupying David Letterman's old chair. Colbert addressed the firing to the studio audience on Thursday night and said he has not been replaced, but The Late Show is just going away. Colbert's first show was September 8th, 2015, and his last will be in May of 2026. Damn shame. Speaking of the Paramount Skydance merger, there could possibly be another casualty, according to Jon Stewart. A longtime sometime Daily Show host, according to Variety, says he honestly does not know what the future holds for the show. Pretty sure it's only like three people who own everything now, and I'm not one of them. Stewart added that Comedy Central without the Daily Show is like Muzak. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, our low around 60. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.